Well, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack will be traveling to Vietnam and China coming up later this month to help strengthen bilateral trade relations and support the American brand throughout the Asia-Pacific region. Vilsack will be the first sitting American Secretary of Agriculture to visit Vietnam.
Vietnam is an emerging trading opportunity for us. Years ago, it was sort of down the list of countries that we did business with. It was 50th on the list. Today, it's 15th. They have an emerging middle class, and they are very interested in American agricultural products, livestock, and specialty crops, and so it's an opportunity for us to go over and strengthen that relationship, talk a little bit more about how exports to Vietnam can be increased, and make sure that they are working with us in the international arena to encourage new technologies.
And when it comes to China, Vilsack says we currently have an ag surplus with that country, as they vie with Canada as our number one trading partner for agricultural products.
When you're looking at China, where we did $17.5 billion of ag trade last year and anticipate doing roughly $19 billion next year, you're talking about improved bottom lines for producers across the board.
And that board certainly includes our specialty crop growers.
We grow a lot of fruits and vegetables in this country, and with the passage of the free trade agreement with Korea, for example, we are expanding dramatically our opportunities in the fruit and vegetable area. The same thing is true with China. We in a sense, compete at times with China, and so it's important that we make sure that their market is as accessible to our products as our market is accessible to their products.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.